Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lidui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in the 11th parak of Masechta Nedarim. Bezras Hashem, tomorrow we will complete Masechta Nedarim, but we'll study Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph, the third to last and second to last Mishnah Masechta Nedarim. In order for us to do so, we kind of need to just cover a little bit of vocabulary first. There is a concept called the Yesoma Bechaye Abia. What is the Yesoma Bechaye Abia? She's an orphan in the life of her while her father's still alive. In other words, we have a young woman who gets married and her husband dies when she's a Nara. So that's called the Yesoma Bechaye Av, because after Nisuin, after you finish the second stage of marriage, the father doesn't have any opportunities. He doesn't have any control over her, and that's going to affect her Nedarim. We're also going to mention three terms. Ketana, that's before the age of 12. From 12 to 12 and a half, a girl is a Nara. And from 12 and a half and on, she's considered a Bogeris. So with that in mind, let's approach the first of the Mishnayos. Teisha Naros Nidram Kayamim. We have nine different ways where we have unmarried women. We don't mean Nara literally over here. But nine different women whose nedarim stay intact. Woman number one, Bogeris for Yesoma. What happens if she took a neder when she was a Bogeris and she's a Yesoma b'chaye aviyah? She was fully married and then she was widowed or divorced as a Nara. And then she took a neder. Her father can't cancel the neder. She's fully married and she's a Bogeris. Right? So there, Nara Ubagrav Hiyasoma. What if she took a neder when she was still between 12 and 12 and a half, and then later she became a Bogeres, and she's a Yesoma Bechayabiyah? So here also, she was, her neder can't be canceled because she was fully married, and she is a Bogeres. Case number three is Nara Shalobagrav Hiyasoma. What happens if she took a neder when she was a Nara? But she's still a Yesoma Bechaye Aviyah. The only reason why her father can't cancel her neder over there is that she had been fully married. She's not in his domain anymore. So that's the first three cases. The second group of nine, the next three, four, five, and six, involve a woman whose father died. Bogeres Umeis Aviyah, if she is a Bogeres and her father and then her father died, her nedarim can't be canceled. Her father died, but also she's a Bogeres. Or Nara Bogeres Umeis Aviyah, she took a neder when she was a Nara. She became a Bogeres. And then her father died. So again, her father died, and she's a Bogeris. No one's there to annul her Nedarim. And also, Nara Shalopagro Mesavia, if she was a Nara who had not yet become a Bogeris and her father died, so her Nedarim can't be canceled because her father died. In the final three cases, Nara Shemei Saviyah Umi Shemei Saviyah Bagra, right? In one situation, she took a neder when she was a Nara, her father died, and after her father died, she became a Bogeris. Excuse me, her nedarim can't be canceled because she has no father and she is a Bogeris. Number eight, Bogeris of Abi Akayim. If she's a Bogeris and her father's still alive, but she's a Bogeris. Since she's a Bogeris, there's no way for her to be able to go ahead and get out of her neder. And finally, but Nara Bogeris of Abi Akayim, she took a neder when she was a Nara, she became a Bogeris and the father is still alive. And so under that circumstance, also, she's a Bogeris. The father didn't do anything. And for that reason, the neder stays around, right? The father didn't do anything before she became a Bogeris. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afamasi Bito Katana, if somebody marries off his daughter who's younger than 12, then this Amano Nisgarsha, the Chazra, it's slow, Adayin Hinaira, right? If she became a widow or divorced and she came back to live with the father, so she's still treated like a Nara who was never married, her father does have the ability to annul her nedarim until she becomes a Bogeris. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, only a Nara's marriage takes her from her father's domain, but a Katana's marriage, a young girl's one, does not. Konim she'ini nenes la'abu la'vichem im osa ani alpicha. What if a woman says to her husband, I take a neder that I won't benefit from my father or your father if I do benefit from you? Then as once I do any sort of work for you, I will not be able to benefit from my father or your father. Or she says, She'ini nenes l'cha im osa ani alpi abba v'alpi avicha. I will have no benefit from you as a neder if I do work from my father's mouth and from your father's mouth. So Rezi Yafer, the husband can cancel both of those nedarim, even if she hasn't done any work for him, and the neder didn't take effect, because the nedarim are considered beino de beino. It's insulting to him to say that working for him will make her not have any benefit from her father or father-in-law. It's also insulting for her to say that working for one of them will make her asa to him. And so therefore, it hurts the relationship even before it goes into effect, and therefore, it's not going to take effect if he wants to try to annul it. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll complete Masechta Nedarim and start Masechta Nazir. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.